Part 21, Chapter 2. Turl was purring. He was moving into his office today. There had been a few bad moments. This morning, he had sent Lars into it to make sure it was not booby-trapped. Better Lars blew up than he. The compound in general had been in a bit of a turmoil. General Smith had come down and commandeered all the dead bodies of the slaughtered commando and had had a fight with a couple of his officers, apparently concerning mess table allocations. But Smith had resolved all that. There were 28 bodies, 18 active commandos. So he had hit on the masterful solution of one body to be issued to each commando, two to the officers' mess, six to the women and children, and two to his own table. So that had died down. The 13th commando had cleaned the place up, and the 5th commando had taken over the duty, all very smooth and military. They were all very polite to Turl, and so it was obvious they knew who their boss was. But right after things had smoothed out, Lars came screaming back to the cage to tell Turl that the place was booby-trapped. Worse, he didn't have a clue how to disarm a booby-trap. Knowing he had better not let any of these Brigantes loose in the place, they'd stink it up and maybe blow it up, Turl himself had had to go in to handle the trap. It was right inside the knee hole of the desk. Knowing that one booby trap could have another under it to explode when the top one was removed, he had taken a lot of care to remove it. When he had disarmed it, he was about to throw it out when he saw that it had hairs stuck in it. They were gray, cyclo, wrist hairs. Kerr's fur was orange. And somebody had broken a claw tip while pushing the plastic explosive down around the edges. It was too big a tip for it to be Kerr's. On hearing about this booby trap the first time, Turl had supposed it would be the animal's doings. According to what he had learned, the animal had remained behind after the other two left and probably had planted this trap. The fact that the animal had not come up and killed him too when the animal had wiped out this commando had troubled Turl. This was the second or third time the animal had had a chance to kill him, but had not done so. Eerie. Unnatural. So he had figured out that the animal, having planted this booby trap, thought it was all cared for. These bits of fur and the claw tip changed that. Once more, the animal had not killed him or tried to. Very abnormal behavior. Turl finally came to a conclusion, however. The animal had been so beaten about by Turl that the animal was afraid of him. That was the right answer.